Welcome, everybody, to This 90s Podcast. On this week's episode, I want to rewind and take a little trip over to the rental store, and let's pick up something good to watch for the weekend. So hop on the pegs and we'll start cruising down. Hey, yo, what's up, everybody? On today's segment of Rental Rewinds, we're going to be taking a look at the Boondock Saints. The Boondock Saints is an action thriller movie written and directed by Troy Duffy, released in Denmark on November 19, 1999, and in the United States on January 21st of 2000. The Boondock Saints takes us right into the heart of Southie on St. Paddy's Day, where we meet the McManus brothers. After a hard day's work at the meat plant, Connor, played by Sean Patrick Flannery, and Murph, played by Norman Reedus, head on over to McGinty's Bar, where, for one night, everyone is a little bit Irish. Everyone including longtime Italian friend Rocco the Funny Man, played by David Della Rocco. Doc, played by the lovable Gerard Parks, informs Rocco and the brothers that the bar is going to have to shut down. Rocco suggests that he could talk to his boss, Papa Joe Yakovetta, and see if there's something that he could do. Doc insists that the boys leave it alone. Enter the Russian foot soldier to clear the bar out during St. Paddy's Day celebrations. Now fast forward to now a double murder scene in the alley. The Boston PD sends its finest. Detective Greenlee, played by Bob Marley. No, not that one. The other one. Detective Duffy, played by Brian Mahoney. And Detective Alla Papascalius, played by David Ferry. Now, all three detectives are on the hunt for some huge freaking guy. That is, until the FBI sends its finest to assist in the investigation. Enter Special Agent Smecker, played by the great Willem Dafoe. Smecker's reputation precedes him. Years of processing crime scenes, with classical music blaring from his headphones, has fine-tuned his ability to not only find the evidence, but visually see it in the timeline of events. The brothers quickly learn from Doc that the authorities know that it was a case of self-defense. Smecker's interview with the brothers makes a big impact on all three of them. Word quickly travels about the brotherly bond and miraculous acts to protect each other. Having experienced divine intervention, Connor and Murph answer the call. The Saints were born. The brothers' mission to rid the streets of Boston of its criminal underbelly quickly attracts the attention of Agent Smecker and mafia kingpin Papa Joe Yakovetta, played by Carlo Rota. Once Rocco joins the Saints, they now have an inside info on the Yakovetta crime syndicate, and Yakovetta panics and calls upon incarcerated legendary hitman Il Duce. Yakovetta feels a noose starting to tighten from what he believes to be Rocco, the package boy, dismantling the family one by one. Agent Smecker struggles internally with what the Saints are doing, and after a hilarious scene with the priest in the confessional, Agent Smecker answers the call to assist in any way that he can. Now it's up to Connor, Murph, Rocco, and Smecker to do what no mayor in Boston has ever done. Clean up the streets of Boston. The Boondock Saints is a melting pot of brotherly love, family prayers, vigilante justice, flying toilets, black peacoats, Ron Jeremy, onion bagels, sweet and low, one huge freaking guy, one guy with six guns, and one legendary coil of rope. The Boondock Saints is a really powerful story of two brothers just trying to get by. They get called upon and tested for their own survival. The real test, however, is when they get called upon to serve a higher purpose. The priest's significant sermon of the murder of Kitty Genovese in 1964, a real-life tragedy of a young woman killed in broad daylight, is at the heart of the Boondock Saints. The bystander effect was popularized by John M. Darley, in which neighbors watched the murder, and no one so much as called the police. We must all fear evil men, but there is one kind of evil that we must fear most, and that is the indifference of good men. What's interesting about the opening scene is that I've always wondered if Duffy composed the scene to take place after Connor and Murph had taken out the Russians, but before they had started going after Yakovetta. Or perhaps Duffy composed it to be the end of the movie, and the explanation as to how they got there. The Boondock Saints had a healthy budget of $50 million. However, it only returned $30,000 on the very limited release on 5 screens in the US in January of 2000. The Boondock Saints released worldwide to a much better reception. It is undeniable that devastating effects that took place on Columbine High School on April 20th of 1999 played a significant role in its less than stellar performance initially. However, the movie has grossed more than $50 million in DVD sales alone. The Boondock Saints has a massive cult following and finally got a sequel. The Boondock Saints 2, All Saints Day, releasing in October of 2009, which I was fortunate enough to see in theaters. The Boondock Saints scored only 27% on Rotten Tomatoes with only 30 reviews. However, it did score 91% with over a 250,000 audience rating. This film did very well on word of mouth alone and a limited re-release unedited version. The Boondock Saints has been such an influential and memorable movie for the ages, and that's why, here at Rental Rewinds, we give the Boondock Saints 2 funny man thumbs up. Thanks again for joining us here today at Rental Rewinds. If you have any suggestions on upcoming Rental Rewinds, let us know in the comments. Don't forget to rate and follow. Helps us out a bunch. Catch you on the flip side. And shepherds we shall be, for thee, my Lord, for thee. Power hath descended forth from thy hand, that our feet may swiftly carry out thy command. So we shall flow our river forth to thee, and teeming with souls should it ever be. In nomine Patri, et Filii, Spiritus Sancti.